This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Multi-instrumentalist Little Green has just announced her first album, and Little Green is also performing as part of Ocean Sounds, which is on Phillip Island on December 10. And here to tell us more is Little Green. Amy, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You've just announced the release of your first album called Little Star. Can you tell us what we can expect on that album?
Yeah, it's like very much an inner child album. I would say expect 11 lullabies. Is it 11? Yeah, I think it's about 11 songs. But yeah, they're all very inner child lullaby, kind of very stripped back. Each song to me feels like a little star that was given to me as kind of like a way of finding light when I was feeling pretty dark, which sounds very cliche, but...
Amy, that sounds really beautiful. I mean, we all like to harness our inner child, don't we? Particularly when, you know, we're trying to give ourselves a bit of therapy and feel a lot better. Do you reckon people will get the same sort of benefit out of listening to your album?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, my dream is to heal and uplift people through music, and kind of I think the way that I want to do that is to share a childlike appreciation of everything around me, just because I feel like that's where all the joy and lust for life comes from, is that place at inner child. And I feel like it's the thing we're always trying to heal is the inner child as well. So yeah, I hope that people can listen and I guess sort of heal their own inner child in the way that I was healing mine when I was writing them.
Super beautiful. Amy, how are you feeling in the lead up to the release of this first album? Are you excited? Are you nervous?
Good question. Probably mixed emotions. I guess I haven't thought about it too much apart from, I guess we're very in it, like the whole process of getting the vinyl and merch and setting up websites. And I mean, my team is being amazing and taking care of that. But I guess that's where my head's at, just kind of like in the process of it. And I haven't really started to think about how it's going to feel to share the songs, like maybe a little bit scary. I'm not hiding behind anything, really. It's just me and my guitar, mostly. And a lot of the songs were live takes because we only had, like, 6 days to record the album. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's very stripped back and vulnerable. So now that you ask me, I'm feeling a little scared.
I'm so sorry that I've done that to you.
Yeah, open the door, but no. Excited, scared, that kind of good feeling. I'm very proud of it.
Now, Amy, you you play so many instruments. You mentioned guitar there, but there's also, what, flute, sax, piano, bass. Do you have a favourite? And how did you get to learn them all?
Yeah, well, my parents are musicians, so I guess I learned a lot growing up, and there were just instruments around the house. My fun fact, my parents were making an album when I was in my mum's tummy, so I feel like I was kind of doomed for this path, or destined, depending on your view. So I think... I remember I wanted to learn the violin, and my parents were like, no, you'll get a rash on your neck. But secretly, I think they just didn't want to listen to me, like, learning the violin. Horrible. So we decided on flute would be my first instrument. And it was, like, so hard to get to embouchure. I remember being so frustrated. But now, yeah, that's probably my favorite, because it feels like an extension of myself. And also, the frequency is kind of like, it's an uplifting frequency, I feel, the flute. It's very healing to listen to. Like, a lot of meditation music has that bamboo flute in it. So that one is my favorite to play. Like, that one feels the best. And, like, the saxophone is cool because, like, saxophone, but, like, flute just feels good.
Amazing. We're chatting to Little Green about new music and performing as part of Ocean Sounds for Always Live on December 10th. Speaking of, you're performing alongside some Australian music legends, Tash Sultana, Pierce Brothers, Kian, just to name a few. What are you looking forward to most with Ocean Sounds?
Oh, man. I mean, I hope that I can just soak up the vibe and be in the moment, because it's definitely a dream thing to be doing. I think when I first started music, I remember Tash Sultana was a big hero and inspiration to me. Yeah, I think I probably wrote down on, like, some dream bucket list to, like, be on the same lineup or, like, open for Tash one day. So yeah, it's going to be surreal. I think I'm excited to just, like, enjoy the festival and hopefully be in the moment when I play. But yeah, I think it'll just be a really nice moment, like end of year kind of recap of everything. Excited to meet people. Hopefully it'll be sunny and go swimming. maybe camp. But yeah, yes. I think I'm just excited for the adventure.
Awesome.
Yeah. We're excited for you too, Amy, for Ocean Sounds when it kicks off. We look forward to hearing how it went, and we look forward to your new album coming out as well.
Oh, yay. Thank you. I mean, I'm excited too. Maybe I'll see you guys there.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Little Green's new album, Little Star, has just been announced, and she'll be performing at Ocean Sounds on December 10. For more info, head to littlegreenmusic.com.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.